For some time now, many sight loss charities, including RNIB and Guide Dogs, have been campaigning for our street to be decluttered. Now, we talk about clutter, we may think of street furniture, you know, pillars, tables and chairs, wheelie bins and be overhanging branches. And they don't just cause problems for everyday pedestrians, but if you're blind or partially sighted, they do have added complications and indeed dangers. Well, RNIB Scotland have been campaigning to make some changes in Edinburgh and also Inverness. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Catriona Burness from RNIB Scotland. Catriona, is this a problem you've heard a lot of from perhaps, you know, members of RNIB or visually impaired people in general about cluttered streets?
Yes, it really is recognised as a huge problem that the streets are a bit of an obstacle course for blind and partially sighted people. And many of them talk about the experience of encountering unexpected items. That one of the things about street furniture, such as A-boards, is that they're not always in exactly the same place every day. So that when you go out, things have moved around a bit, and there can be unexpected obstacles, whether it's a car parked on pavements, or an A-board, or tables and chairs that have popped up outside a cafe.
Now, there's some hope on the horizon here. The Scottish Government is legislating for local councils to be given the power to ban parking on pavements, which is a great start. But you have had some recent success in Edinburgh.
We're absolutely delighted that the City of Edinburgh Council has adopted a citywide A-board ban. And we think that that could be a sort of source of inspiration for other councils in Scotland. And the way in which the council has gone around introducing the A-board ban in giving businesses time to prepare, the ban's going to be enforced from the end of October. So ahead of the Christmas season and next year's festival, businesses are getting time to prepare and also support in thinking of alternative means of advertising, such as hung shop signs or menu-style boards advertising what the shops contain.
I mean, that's good that they're looking at it from traders' point of view as well, especially for somewhere like Edinburgh. It's a tourist city. It's good not just for blind or partially sighted people, but for tourists or residents in general to be able to walk about the pavements freely, especially where perhaps pavements are quite narrow as well. And they are working with the traders to look at alternatives. So, you know, that's good news in that respect. As for Inverness, is this a new consultation with the powers that be there to declutter the streets?
We've been working with Highland Council for some time, and this is in collaboration with a group of local organisations, which includes the Inverness Access Panel, Autism Rights Group Highland, Guide Dogs Scotland, the Highland Cycle Campaign, Highland Visually Impaired Working Age Group, Living Streets in Inverness, and the Historic Sight Loss Charity for the area, which is Sight Action. So we've been working jointly to speak to the council about how we would like to see the council adopt a street charter that would set out some commitments to follow in Inverness and to make the city a more welcoming centre. As a town, it's the gateway to the Highlands and very much a shopping destination for people who live within the area, but it's a passing through place for people travelling further within the Highlands. Like Edinburgh, attracts a good many tourists, very busy at the minute.
Now, the street charter is something which has been prepared to kind of highlight what is street clutter and give some ideas as well on how this could be rectified, as well showing the importance as well of having clear pathways for people. And again, this doesn't just benefit people with visual impairments, as you say, it's a tourist area, it benefits residents, you've got people perhaps with mobility problems as well. And I would imagine also, you know, we've talked about shared space a lot and the complications, yeah, and the dangers there. And some councils are now having to spend more money altering these shared spaces as well. So do you think it encourages them to think before even undertaking something like that in the first place?
We certainly hope so. We have noticed recently that the language is changing, that shared space has become something of a toxic term. But that doesn't mean to say that schemes that involve shared space are not being rolled out in our towns and cities. We are trying to get the message across that this is a very disorienting environment to create, and that to give people the confidence they can move safely around about the streets and pavements is much more encouraging for everyone to actively travel around.
I am a guide dog owner myself, Catriona, and I know from being in areas where there's shared space, it's very difficult. You know, the dogs are trained to find curbs. Shared space, there are no curbs. Tactile tends to be missing as well. There's no delineation of exactly where you are. And I was quite shocked when I looked at some of the guidelines which said if you're a pedestrian, you want to cross shared space that you're sharing with other traffic, then you have to make eye contact. Now, straight away, there's a massive problem.
Yes, I know. Anything that involves making eye contact to navigate is going to be really difficult for blind and partially sighted people. So I really do hope that we will be able to call a halt on shared space schemes. There are reports that have highlighted how little people like them. A House of Lords inquiry led by Lord Holmes found that people's experiences of shared space schemes are overwhelmingly negative, and that a third of people actively avoid shared space schemes, and it causes confusion for both pedestrians and drivers, and perhaps cyclists alike.
Now, that, for the pedestrian, as we've spoken here, Katrina, causes problems for getting around these shared spaces. It can make people avoid these areas. And for traders as well, you know, if people don't want to come to shared space areas, then that's bad for the retail sector as well.
Yes, it's not an encouraging area. I mean, there has been a suggestion that shared space schemes are popular with the public and traders. That's not what we've been finding. And we really do want to call time on this as an approach to inclusive design, and instead to have designs that allow people to move around, but having a sense of safety and comfort. In Inverness, we began by asking the organisations what they would enjoy about walking around. And they really wanted to be feeling confident in how they could move around the streets.
If anyone does have any concerns or worries about shared space or cluttered streets in their area, RNIB's campaigns team can help. There's a whole load of information which you can get as well, or even just give some feedback. You can do that by calling the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or get in touch via the website at rnib.org.uk. We'll continue to follow the progress in Inverness, but for the moment, to Catriona Burness, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks. It's great to get the chance to say more about the campaign. Thank you.